Next week is the fifth. No. That's 10 days from now. That is not. They can't do that. I'm sorry.
Thank you for calling XCO. This is Sharon. How can I help you?
Sarah, your company just called us concerning a dishwasher that is going to be delivered tomorrow to my apartment. Hello?
Okay. What is the phone number on the order?
718. Is it your number that's in? 718-483-5091.
Please hold. I'm waiting for the order to load.
Okay, I need to take the lasagna out.
We're waiting for that account to load. Please hold.
Yeah. Are we going to eat here on the table?
No.
And they can't keep on changing. This is the third time they changed it. You know, they have the right address. What is wrong with them?
I don't know what's wrong with them.
Freaking morons.
Yeah.
Don't come in my way, because I'm coming with a car, and I don't want to drop it.
I just stopped there. Is the reason why the water stopped? Why is it so stuck?
Because it's actually wet. So
oh, I'm sorry. Forgive me. I didn't know. Please.
You threw it away?
No.
Okay,
I only
so
asked. Wow. Oh, it's acting like I was the worst thing in the world.
No.
Is it like poisonous water or something?
No, no. It's.
Right on.
Okay, ma'am, can you verify your first and last name and your address as well for me?
Rose, I'm sorry. Hold on, let me get my wife over. Rose.
Hello?
Can you verify the first and last name and the address as well for me?
It's under my husband's name, Melvin Noodleman.
What is the property address as well?
Say that again.
What is the property address as well?
Well, the property address where the dishwasher has to go is 4525 Kimberly Way.
Okay, how can I help you on the order?
Well, the problem is that I gave this address to the people in Best Buy already four times. This is the fourth time I've given it. And for some reason, they actually put it under my home address. This is a property that we're renting. And I have an appointment for tomorrow, and I set up that appointment with them. This is the third time. And they should have had the right address. And I already made time. And next week, we're leaving from the United States because we have a trip that we actually set up already. And all of a sudden, they're saying that they're going to deliver it here to my house, which is not the place where it should have been delivered, and that they want to change the date for the 25th, which is impossible. And I need to have it done for tomorrow at the place that I gave them the address, which it makes no sense to me. Why would they think that it's my home address when I explained to them that it was for 4525 Kimberly Way?
Okay, the address that we have is 4525 Kimberly Way. Is that the incorrect address?
No, that's the correct one. But the problem is that it was supposed to be delivered tomorrow, and now they moved it to another time that I cannot do. I had set this date specifically for that dishwasher to be installed and delivered tomorrow on the 15th.
Okay, we just received, that's why I guess they created a new order. We just received this new order in our system today. We can't reschedule you. You have to reach out to them regarding your scheduled date.
My husband just called Best Buy.
Correct, ma'am. We can't reschedule you. There's no availability.
No, you don't understand. You did reschedule. No, ma'am.
Okay,
ma'am,
I'm informing you, sir. You're scheduled, but we can't override the scheduling. Everything is at a full capacity. If you would want something sooner, you would have to contact the store. There's
we did.
No, okay, I can't reschedule you for anything sooner.
You did already today. We were supposed to have it tomorrow, but they told us they're sending it to 4920 Wedgefield Drive. I called them and said, that's our home address. That's not where it's going to.
Okay, I understand
so
that, but I can't reschedule
the
order.
So what am I supposed to do? I'm going to have to cancel the order. I'm going to have to call them tomorrow to cancel the order because they were supposed to send it to 4525 Kimberly. This is the second time that they made the same, or third time they made the same mistake. I thought they corrected it. So when they called, a recording came on and said they're coming tomorrow between 11 and 2, I think they said. And the address will be at 4920 Wedgefield Drive. That's why I called back. And I said, whoa, no. It's supposed to go to 4525 Kimberly Way. So she got back on the phone and says, the earliest I can do it is the 25th. And I said, you know, the apartment is only 10 minutes away from where we live, so why are they rescheduling it for another 10 days? That's my question.
Okay, I do apologize for that, but I cannot reschedule the order. You're going to have to contact Best Buy regarding the delivery date.
I'm going to take it to Best Buy, so you know what? All right. I will see what I can do because this is totally ridiculous. This really is ridiculous because you were supposed to correct it. Not you yourself, I mean, whoever we spoke to. So I'm going to have to call them tomorrow. If they can't do it tomorrow, right away, then I'm going to have to cancel the order. I'm just going to have to cancel it. But thank you anyway for trying. I appreciate it.
You're welcome.
Have a wonderful
Thanks
night.
For calling XPO. Bye-bye.